You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn. Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Thanks. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, Series 2, Episode 8, Understanding Your Chakras. I'm your host, Kim Dunn, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point, New South Wales, Australia. And today we're beginning a beautiful journey into the chakra system. Whether this is something completely new to you or something you've explored for years, I invite you to listen and with an open heart today. Many spiritual traditions describe chakras as energy centers connected with different aspects of our emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. Different traditions describe them in different ways. And today, I'm sharing the understanding that has supported my own healing journey. When I first stepped into my spiritual path, I believed the goal was to become more psychic. But what I slowly discovered was something much deeper. Every meditation, every grounding exercise, and every moment of nervous system healing seemed to bring me back to myself. The calmer I became, the easier it was to hear my own intuition. I realized healing and spiritual growth were walking hand in hand. So what are chakras? The word chakra is commonly translated as wheel. Many practitioners describe these wheels as centers through which life energy flows. Some traditions focus on 7 primary chakras. However, there are others below and above the 7 we'll discuss today. So don't try and worry about memorizing everything. Think of the chakras as a gentle map that helps us understand ourselves more deeply. And each of the chakras are color-coded just like the rainbow, which makes it a lot easier. So starting from the bottom chakra, we have the root chakra, color red. Imagine the roots of a great tree. Before the branches can reach the sky, the roots must be firmly anchored to the earth. The root chakra is very much the same. It's associated with safety, security, belonging, stability. When life has included trauma, abandonment, or uncertainty, many people notice they are constantly expecting something to go wrong. They struggle to trust, or worry about money, or feel like never truly belonging. Instead of judging these feelings, thank them though. They are simply inviting you to create that greater safety within yourself. Some practices including walking bare feet on the earth or sand, slow breathing, connecting with nature, keeping healthy routines, and reminding yourself, in this moment, I am safe. For decades, I struggled with lower back pain, L4, L5, S1. So much so, I got addicted to the opioid codeine, just in getting pain relief. But as the years went on, the side effects of the codeine were setting in and I was just getting into my spirituality that I found out about the chakras. And I started to do some research, and that's when I found out that the root chakra, when balanced, amongst other things, was linked to having abandonment issues. And I'm thinking, well, I don't have abandonment issues. And I no sooner got to the next sentence and a voice in my head said, Kim, you're adopted. Of course you've got abandonment issues. And yes, so I went on to heal those. And today my back pain is 90% gone. Let's have a look at the chakra, the color orange. This is associated with creativity, emotions, pleasure, and relationships. When balanced, we allow ourselves the experience of joy, healthy emotional expression. When out of balance, we may suppress emotions, lose creativity, or feel disconnected from ourselves and others. Healing begins by giving ourselves that permission to feel. Creativity is not only painting or music, it's cooking, gardening, dancing, laughing, and allowing life to move through you. The solar plexus, color is yellow. It's often described as the center of confidence and personal power. Many people who have experienced criticism or difficult life experiences find this area especially tender. They may doubt themselves even though they are capable. They may hand in their power to everyone else. Having the solar plexus isn't about becoming louder than other people. It's about quietly remembering your worth. Celebrate the small wins. Keep promises to yourself. Speak kindly to yourself. Confidence grows one gentle step at a time. Awareness is where transformation begins. Now, the heart chakra, color green. Many people believe the heart chakra is the bridge between the physical and the spiritual selves. It is associated with compassion, forgiveness, kindness, and the ability to both receive and give love. After hurt or disappointment, we may instinctively close our heart to protect ourselves. While this response is understandable, over time it can feel it make us feel disconnected. Clearing the heart is rarely about pretending the pain never happened. Instead, it is about creating enough safety to soften it again. Next is the throat chakra, color blue, often linked with honest communication, expressing our authentic selves. Many of us have learnt that early in life that speaking our truth felt unsafe. We may have stayed quiet to avoid conflict or rejection. But as we heal, we begin to realise that our voice does matter. Speaking your truth does not mean speaking loudly. It means speaking with honesty, kindness, and respect for yourself and others. Things like journaling, singing, reading aloud, or sharing your thoughts with someone you trust can help strengthen this centre. Third eye chakra, colour indigo, is associated with intuition, imagination, and inner wisdom. During my own journey, I discovered that intuition became clearer as I became calmer. The more I regulated my nervous system, the easier it was to recognize the quiet guidance already within me. Rather than forcing intuitive messages, allow them to arrive naturally. Curiosity is far more helpful than pressure. And our last one, the crown chakra, color violet, is often described as our connection with something greater than ourselves. Some people call this God, spirit, source, divine love, or universal consciousness. Whatever language feels right for you, this chakra reminds us that we are part of something bigger than our everyday worries. Moments of gratitude, meditation, and time in nature can help nurture this sense of connection. Many practitioners believe emotional stress, unresolved experiences, and ongoing overwhelm can leave us feeling energetically out of balance. Rather than judging ourselves, we become curious. Which area of life is asking for our attention? The healing begins with awareness, self-compassion, and consistent daily practices rather than seeking perfection, like me. This week, spend a few moments reflecting on some of these questions. Which chakra spoke to me most? Where do I feel balanced? Where am I being invited to heal? What small act of self-care can I offer myself this week? Notice your answers without judgment. And as we finish today's episode, remember this. Healing isn't about becoming someone different. It's about remembering who you have always been beneath the fear, self-doubt, old stories. Your body is always communicating with you. Intuition is always quietly guiding you. Your heart always knows the way home. This and a whole lot more is available in my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program. And for more information, please go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Vibes Spiritual School. Okay, let's see all our beautiful callers today. All right, we have Tammy in Cornwall.
Hi.
Hey, Tammy, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Just a general read tonight, or is there some specific questions you might like to have answered?
No, just general. there's been a couple of changes happening, or well, that have happened. So I kind of want to get a general idea of,
Lovely. Well, the first card that popped out for you is the Queen of Water. Loving, compassionate, psychic, self-sacrificing, caring for others but forgetting to care for yourself. Trust your intuition. Love of family and friends, and follow your heart. That's a beautiful. This is describing you. Do you feel like you're quite psychic as well?
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you doing anything to develop that at the moment, or are you just sort of going through a bit of awakening?
No, it's more of an awakening kind of.
Excellent.
Just kind of sitting on the sidelines watching.
Okay, because my next card that's popped out is the Wise Counselor. Unity with a spiritually minded community. I feel like that's what your spirit team is asking you to do. As you know, I'm not sure if you do, sorry, we all have a spirit team who are watching over us, usually mostly our deceased loved ones. I feel like they want you to get yourself into more of a community, whether it's a women's circle, but something that will help you develop spiritually.
Okay.
Yep. It's also saying ask the divine for help and trust the answers will come. Are you meditating?
No, I should.
Yeah, I feel like they want you to be. Yeah, I feel like they're pushing you. They want you to sit in silence, sit in some meditation, some solitude, and ask your spirit team for help. They cannot directly intervene in our lives until we ask them and invite them in to do that. So get some quiet time and ask your spirit team, you know, is it your mum's mum? So your grandmother, sorry.
Oh, definitely. She passed away a long time ago.
Did you have a nice relationship with her?
No. No, she unfortunately was a very toxic.
Okay. I feel like she's very much around you, though. I feel like she's got quite some regret.
Maybe.
Yeah, so don't be surprised if a message comes through from her, okay?
Okay.
So it's also saying compare traditional methods with new ideas to see which best suits you. And I feel, have you got yourself some tarot cards? Because I feel like if you don't, I feel like you'd need to get yourself some tarot cards and start. And that's a great way to get messages from our loved ones as well, okay? It's not that you have to go and read for other people, but, yeah, they can definitely get some beautiful messages through that way. But when you are learning things, don't feel like you have to do it the traditional way. Work out a routine and way. For myself, I don't do a normal spread when I do tarot. I just shuffle the cards pop out. So I feel like that's what they're trying to let you know. Just work out something that feels right for you.
Okay.
The next card to come out is Justice. Stand up for what you believe. Try and see all sides of the situation. Is there a situation where you feel like you need some justice or?
No, not really.
Okay. Say be partial.
Could be anything,
be impartial
but
and offensive. It could have to do with work, maybe?
No, I'm actually in school. So it could be a past relationship because it ended very weirdly, very weird.
Okay. All right. What is it? Next card is coming out and saying the distractions of daily life. It's contentment.
Yeah, I have distractions. Children.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yep. That makes sense. I feel like it's also to do with your spirituality as well. So just a sec. the distractions of daily life. So I feel like that's getting you back to that meditation, having that time in solitude, and get rid of those distractions and have that solitude, that time for yourself.
That sounds perfect.
The next card we've got out is the Seven of Fire. It's saying, stand up for yourself and your beliefs. Have confidence. Don't be afraid to challenge those in power, but choose your battles wisely. The next card that's come out is the Four of Earth, saying that you manage your resources wisely.
I try.
Do you feel like you see things as black and white as well?
Sometimes. Lately, yeah, it's pretty straightforward. It's either this or that.
Okay, they're saying that you see the humor in difficult situations.
Possibly.
At the moment, they're saying, though, that so you're single at the moment.
I am single, yes.
Okay. Feel like there is someone coming through for you later in the year. Because it's saying that they're either divorced or unmarried. I feel like they're divorced already. They've been through the whole relationship. How old are you at the moment?
I'm 46.
Yeah, I feel like he's been through a divorce. Or have you been through a divorce yourself?
Well, we're about to.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a moment. We have been separated for probably about 11 years. We are good friends.
Okay.
We just never bothered to do the divorce thing, but we didn't care. We were just whatever. But now him and I have been talking more and more about, you know, finally taking that step and, you know,
processing the paperwork.
Yeah, exactly. Like we never thought we'd get back together or nothing like that. We were just like, meh, when we get around to it, we will. Now it's time. So, and we've been talking about it more. So,
excellent. Yeah, I feel like that'll definitely go through for you. Looking at the next couple of cards that's coming out. So the other card, the next sort of card that's come out is the Wheel. A fresh start, the end of delays, sudden or unexpected progress, a very positive change in your life. This next 6 months of your life is going to start really picking up for you. Have you thought about traveling?
Actually, right now, I graduate from college in November, and I was actually looking to take my youngest daughter and move. So traveling, not to another country, but traveling to start over. Yeah, we were considering it for November.
Perfect. Perfect. My next card that's popped out is the One of Earth. An exciting career opportunity. Significant purchases like a home or vehicle.
Nice.
All right, let's see what we can end this reading for you on. One more card for you.
Thank you.
Okay. The Five of Water. Forgiveness of self or others. Everything happening for a reason. Look for the hidden blessings. And I really feel like your spirit team want to get some messages through to you. So really try and get some time in solitude, some meditation, and ask them for help. Ask them to send you the signs, okay?
Okay.
You have a lovely night. Thanks, Tammy, for calling.
Thank you so much. That was amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Have a good night. I believe we have Maria on the phone from Illinois.
Yes! Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
You sound really happy, excited.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Maria, are you after the general read tonight?
Well, hi. I feel sensational. I hope you feel sensational. I am in the hunt in my house for an item that came out of my map. A little tiny piece of, I had a little piece of a porcelain filling. And while I was brushing my teeth, it came out. And I made a point of saving it because I know when I find my new dentist to have it reset. Then that was during COVID. So I want to say 2022. And I put it in a Ziploc bag and I put it somewhere. It's not in the bathroom because I remember taking it out the bathroom, but I don't know where I ended up putting it because I think I was a little distracted. And I'm wondering if you can help me locate it. I've done a lot of work already in my house and it's been great in my condo. It's been great because I'm going through little areas I haven't looked through in a while and found this, found that, even found money. And I thought, oh, okay. So it's all been good with my search. I just haven't found it yet. And I'm wondering if you can help me with that. And if not, then you can do whatever, you know, send me whatever you want to send me as far as information. But if you can confirm it's in the house and give me a zone of some sort, if possible.
Absolutely. And I work
Okay, great.
Yeah, I work with a pendulum. So if it doesn't come out, I work with a pendulum.
Okay.
Have you heard of a pendulum before?
Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot of little...
Okay, so... Yes. Let's have a look at these cards. So the first card that's popped out is the Ten of Water.
Oh.
Happy married. Huh. Loving relationship with your children.
No, I'm not married. No kids, nothing. I used to be married. I'm not married anymore. Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's coming. You said the Ten of Water. So that's Ten of Cups.
Okay, Yeah, Ten of Water.
That's a happy card.
It sure is. Emotional contentment. I love your energy.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you. I love yours too.
Emotional contentment. Hey. Follow your heart rather than trying to make others happy.
Yes. I can.
Over analyzing.
Oh, well, I could be guilty of that trying to find this piece. Yeah.
My next one's out learning all you can about a subject or career.
Hmm.
Attention to details. Skilled work that you love.
Mm-hmm. You said
skilled work that you love. What are you doing? Are you working at the moment?
No. I am, that's a good question. What would I call it? I stay in the house probably too much. And then when I go out, I talk to people because I'm one of those magical, mystical. I can't think of the word I want to say, but metaphysical people. So I connect with certain energies about them and I deliver messages, things like that. But
I love that.
Somebody needs to bring up work, but it's not. That's the universe telling me it's time to really concrete it up, this and go to fairs and stuff, right? That what you're about to tell? See, yeah. I had a feeling that was
nice.
I had a feeling my time had arrived and it's time for me to set up a shop, a booth somewhere and go to those fairs and stuff because people are waiting on me. But when I do go to a fair, I just go to, I find myself going to the healers and telling them things about themselves. So they're focused on making the money and not paying attention to everything. And I just give them little messages. I just like a little butterfly, go a little ways here and there. But I'm not really working where I have a 9-to-5 or anything like that, no. But so it's time to do the fair thing, huh? Go to the fair. So.
Okay. Absolutely, because there's news of exciting opportunities. Allow your creativity to soar. Do things that fuel your passion. Have faith the future is bright. Dreams come true. Positive changes that bring an end to challenging tables. Enter challenging times, the light at the end of the tunnel. Some beautiful cards popping out for you.
Wow, I feel that way. And my Leo is in my north node is in Leo. And then I just heard on an earlier presentation on this broadcast that Leo is in Jupiter. It's all about expansion. And I thought, well, this is why I feel like I'm being pushed And my right knee has been bothering me lately. And we all know when things with your legs is going on, it's your direction. And I feel that's telling me it's time to move. You're staying home too much. So I'm like, okay. But I'm a bit, I guess I have a slight, I'm just in having a little fear of rejection a little bit when I start doing this with certain, I don't know what it is. Or but I'm still, when I go to these fairs, I talk to and connect to certain people like I did last weekend at a couple of fairs. I had a lot of talks with the booth owners and it was great.
Excellent. Because the next part to come out was plan carefully before taking action, but then get going.
Plan carefully.
Wait for the perfect timing. Yep. It's also saying a guardian angel, someone watches over you. So are you in contact with your spirit team?
Oh, yeah. They're always talking to me. And what's interesting, I'm like, why are you not telling me where the thing is I'm looking for? That's the funny part. Yep. I'm like, I can get out.
I think we might bring out the pendulums. Let's have a look.
Okay. Now, you said plan carefully to take action and then take action, right, with the rest of that, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Was that, what card was that? Was that that, the sword?
The Knight of Earth. The Knight of Earth.
The Knight of Earth. Oh. Hmm. Knight of Earth. Knight. Okay.
I'm getting nice.
Knight sounds similar. You're getting
They sure do. So I've just asked my pendulum if that is still in the house for you, and I'm getting a nice big yes. So it's still in the house. Is there a particular room that you think it could be in?
Well, I can walk around the house now and then, because I thought that would be a joy. Now, I thought it was in my bedroom, the main bedroom, but no, I keep thinking I took it out of the bathroom. I put in a Ziploc bag, one of those little snack, size with the green little top to it and sealed it up. And I thought I put it somewhere by the front area door. But you know what? And I have my energy that I treated it like money. And I rarely lose any money on this place, but I'll take that back because I found money. I just said that earlier. I find money and cash sometimes when I'm cleaning up. But I thought I put it up front where I'm standing now. And I thought I put it in one of my old purses, but I cleaned out that purse and went to another purse. Then I looked in that old purse and looked in a new purse. It's not in the purses. So thinking where, and I clean out this area where I'm standing now. So what's the energy say now? Is it in this area where I'm standing? So I'm walking around the house now. So I didn't see anything.
Can you
here.
List the names of the rooms? So let's start with the bathroom.
Okay. The one in the back where it came out. So that's the main bathroom. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a no.
Okay. Okay, what about the main bedroom?
That's a no.
Okay, then what about the living room area? This is a big space, but what's not?
Okay, good. I'm getting a yes. I'm getting a yes in the living room.
Is there a buffet
or something with a...
Is there what?
Like a buffet and hutch with some drawers or something?
I don't know. It sounds like you're saying a buffer and touch with this. I know when I didn't hear that right.
Yeah, buffet.
A buffet.
It's in a drawer. Yeah.
A drawer. Tell me what's surrounding what's in the drawer. Tell me what's surrounding the drawer. What kind of stuff? Oh, that's right. It's a pendulum. So we have to ask yes or no. I forgot. I'm sorry. A drawer.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm in an area and I put space number 7. Is it in this area?
I'm getting a yes. Are we still on?
Pardon me?
Yeah, I'm getting a yes in that area.
Okay, hold on.
I'm getting it's in a drawer. I think we're going to run out of time, sorry.
No, you're not really. You're Kim. What's the name? I'm going to continue this.
Yep. It's in a drawer somewhere. Other bits and that